Leil Erev Shavuos, Tav Shin Pei. In the middle of Corona, and unfortunately, not in shul yet. Okay, we're going to be making the Shir Lilui Nishmas Avram Doiv and Yitzhak Menachem Akoyan Bengro, and of course, the Shir is for all the Chaylim, that they should all have a Refuah Shleima. Rachman al-Aslan, Lilui Nishmas, for all the people who are Nifta from the Machla of Corona. I would like to make sure that somebody reminds me at the end of this year that I have a very special announcement to make. And I just need someone to remind me at the end of this year we're going to do it. Okay, here we go. We've had many shilas during the last 9 weeks. One of the biggest shilas that took place in our city and in every city. I personally received numerous phone calls about this shaila. Chayshim Mishpachayla spent much time on this shaila. So here's the shaila. All the schools, let's talk about Chicago. All the schools in our city are closed. Rachman al-Islam, all the day schools, all the high schools, all the kailos, all the batei medrash, girls, boys, every school is closed. Baruch Hashem, many people scrambled with ingenuity, with technology, with all different types of conferences to allow Talmidim and Talmidos to continue their learning in some type of fashion. Now here's the shaila. Some of the schools, or a majority of the schools, especially elementary schools, where the children were not capable of spending all day on the phone or on Zoom. So some of the schools averaged 15% to 20% of teaching time. And many people called up. The people who called myself were all people who paid full tuition. And they said, what's the story? We're paying full tuition now. If the yeshiva itself, the school itself, are they obligated to pay the teachers? And if they are obligated to pay the teachers, and the teachers are still teaching, and the teachers are still preparing, many of them with a lot of mesiras nefesh, and many of them even for the same amount of hours, or maybe even more hours. However, lemaisa, the amount of time that the students are learning is definitely decreased, and I don't mean by 10%, by a large percent. So these parents who called wanted to know, do they have to continue paying Shkayel Limud tuition, full tuition, or not? And we all know that most of the money for tuition goes to pay the teachers. Now, this is not a shaila that has only been reserved for day schools and high schools, etc., etc. Lakewood Yeshiva had this shaila. Every Meisid had this shaila. But not only that, Lahavdil, in the secular world, Harvard had the shaila. MIT had the shaila. Yale had the shaila. Columbia had the shaila. Everybody had the same type of question. So I would like to address this question tonight. Now, I want to say the following. Those people who are on either the phone or watching know if they have been to Shir Shavuos night. Anybody would like to ask a question? Anybody want to scream? Everything's fine. Everything goes through tonight. The only thing that's not going to go tonight is that we're not going all night. So tonight is going to be one of what would have been three shiurim. If and when I'll be able to give the other shiurim, I do not know. So tonight's shiur is going to focus on one issue, and that's the issue of schar limud and the issue of tuition. And as I always say, quoting anything in my name, based on this year, cannot be done unless a person listens to this year in its entirety. And tonight's year, even in its entirety, as I usually say, you can't even quote anything until after the night is over. But here we go. We're going to begin. First thing we're going to quote is a Rishon, one of the Rishonim, Hagos Oshri, quoting the Oz HaRuach, paragraph number one on page number one. He says, where it's underlined, Im abitul machmas gzeres ha-moshe. If the government said, the teachers can't teach, Im abitul machmas gzeres ha-moshe b'ir, the efshil ha-malamdim l'umayt, and the malamdim are not allowed to teach, havalei makis medina. That's a term we're going to use throughout this year, makis medina. Makis medina means literally, it's a maka, some type of situation, negative situation, some type of calamity. Maka of the medina, for the entire country, is in the same ballpark, the same situation. Makis medina. Says, Yoraz HaRuah, in my bitul machmas zeres ha-moy shall be v'yevshel v'lamna l'umah, that the teachers cannot teach, havalei makis medina, v'noisein loy kol scharot. And the person, the teacher, has to receive his entire salary, which means, pastors, you hired a teacher to teach for a year, and after 6 months, the schools are closed down by the government. The halacha is, you have to finish paying him for the entire year. The last 4 months, he's not doing any teaching, you have to pay. That's the Oz HaRuah. The Mordechai, also one of the Rishonim, says almost the same lashon. Unbelievable to think that this is the child discussed 700-800 years ago. If the Malami cannot teach because of the gzera of the government, the Efshil Malami Lomai, and it's impossible, have a Makis Medina. The Ahai Hefsid, reading the word in the brackets, not in the parentheses, the Hefsid Shabalabayas. And the loss will go to the Balabayas, which means that the Balabot has to pay the Malami his entire salary. Two Rishonim, the Mordechai, and the Gos Hashvi, and the Mordechai is really quoting the Marami Rutenberg, the father of the Marash. Three Rishonim will say, in a situation like ours, where our governor in this state, and the governor's in, I think it's all the other states in the country, but the governor's in all different states throughout this country, closed down not only public schools, then they closed down private schools. We all remember 9 weeks ago, one day, 2 days, yes, no, everything's shut, finished. Says the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Shin Chof Aleph, the third paragraph on the page one. Chayim Pasuk Maram, in the middle of the first line, Al Malamed, Shegozar HaMoshel Shelo Yilmai, where the government decreed that he can't teach. Shegozar HaMoshel Yilmai, Navi Makis Medina, it's a Makis Medina, because the Hefzer Al Balabayas. And the Balabas has to pay. So here we have a Oz HaRuah and a Mordechai in the 1200s and the 1300s, the Ramah in the 1500s, paskening the halacha that the Malamed gets his entire salary. Now, the Rishonim, the Oz HaRuah and the Mordechai do not say why. They don't say why. He says, they both say that the teachers get their entire salary. And the Ramah passes like that halacha. Now, I have a question. I want to begin this year with this question. A pasuk in the Torah. This is in Parshas Kitzeisei, Devarim Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Hei in Chav Vav. Yim batzode yim tzoho ish esanara hamurasa. If a man finds a married woman, ve'echzik boho ish, v'shoch avimo, and he forces himself upon her, u'mesa ish eshoch avimo levada, the man has to die. It's oivrinis of the raisa. He has to die. Lenara loisasadova. But to the woman, nothing is done. Now, the woman was engaged in the same act. And the woman who's married is chayav misa for being engaged in such an act. But the Torah says three words. Lenara, four words. Lenara loisasadova. The woman is not punished. And the answer is because she was forced. Oinis rachmona patri. Those are the two sayings we're going to be using now. To the woman, nothing should be done. It means the young girl who is married. Married means she has erusin, not nisuin, but for all practical purposes, she's married. Married. And the quotation in the pasuk is l'naro l'sas ha'dover. And the halakha quotation is oynis rachmona patri. The woman is patri. Oynis rachmona patri. So whenever there's an oynis, the person who's in the position of being forced is Potter. I want to ask you a question. The parents who hired the Rebbe, who are now in a situation where the school is shut down. And it's shut down because the government shut it down. So why do the parents have to pay tuition? Why are the parents paying Schar Lima to the Rebbe? It's an oinus. Oinus Rachmana Patri. The government shut them down. So therefore there's no teaching. The Rebbe is not teaching my child. So what do I have to pay the Rebbe for? Oinus Rachmana Patri. Now,
Rabbi, both of them have an oinus here.
Excellent. That was Rabbi Victor, who's asking a very lomdish kasha. And his kasha is that both of them are in a situation of oinus. Both the parents, the balabos, and the malamed. They're both shut down. The Rebbe can't go to school, and the parents can't send the child to school. So you want to know they're both in a situation of oinus. You might be right. Why should the parents have to pay?
Because he is a kohen. If somebody is an oinus, let's say there's a man and a woman, and she's an oinus and he is not. So that's why she's not going to die. But when both sides are in the oinus, so now we could look at both of them and say, okay, so now he has gzibus. You're right, but they're both equal. So now he deserves what he deserves to get paid.
Because
they're both.
I can't wait to get back into shul and have you in a shir. Face to face. You're saying a very good Torah. You're saying a very good Torah. Rabbi Victor is saying a Torah that Lamaisa, everybody's in a matzav oinus. We're going to hold on to the Torah. We're going to hold on to the Torah. First, we have to understand. Now let's ask the Dover. Yes, somebody else want to hear something? Okay. Let's continue.
How do I unmute myself now? Same star
just
6?
Press star 6 again. Yes.
Okay.
Now. But there's another question here. Before I make this question, Oinus Rachmana Patre in the Torah is talking about a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, who was forced into a situation. And the Torah says she doesn't get punished. She doesn't get punished. So one could say that should apply only to a situation of an Aveira. Did the woman do an Aveira? Of course not. She was forced. Alamaisa, she was engaged in an act of an Aveira. Good, but she's not punished for it because she didn't want to do it. It was against her will. So therefore, how does anybody know that the concept of oinus, Rachmana Patre, that if a person's engaged in an oinus, you should be potter? Maybe it only applies to Aveiras. It applies to the situation of Aveiras. So, there's a Gemara in Ksubis on the Gimel Amar Al. And we quote it here on number 5 on page 2. A man tells his wife, if I leave, I have to go away. If I don't come back within a month or 6 months, whatever the time period was in those days, if I don't come back, I have to travel. If I don't come back within this time, I'm now giving you a get. If I don't come back within 6 months, you should be divorced. That way there wouldn't be an aguda problem. That was something that people did in those days when, of course, there was no communication and people traveled. So the Gemara says, what happens if the person is trying to come back? He's trying to come back, and he's watching the clock, and he knows if he doesn't come back, Chas v'Shalom, his wife and he are going to be divorced, and he doesn't want to divorce his wife. And he's coming back, and at the last moment, an oinus occurs, and he can't get back. And now it's after the six-month mark, or after the one-month mark, whatever it is, and now his wife is divorced. And he runs in a day late, a week late, and he says, people captured me, and I tried to get back. Yeah, I was at oinus, and I couldn't get back. My wife should not be divorced. Says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, Midaraisa, top paragraph, Midaraisa Lavi Gita. There's no get here. Why is there no get? He said, if you don't come back, there's a get. Look, Rashi, Shematzinu Tainus Oinus Minatari. Because there is a tain of oinus. Oinus works. It was against my will. Shenema l'naro l'sasa dovo. So Rashi says explicitly that naro l'sasa dovo, oinus rachmana patre, does not apply to Aveiris. Does it apply to Aveiris? Rabbi Chonin Vasserman, paragraph 6 and 7. Rabbi Chonin Vasserman wrote a story known as Kovitz Shiurim. He didn't actually write it. It's really the Talmidim wrote over his notes. Kovitz Shiurim are famous throughout all yeshivas. Rabbi Chonin Vasserman Svarim Kovit Shur. Beginning of Masechet Tzubis, paragraph Aleph, he says like this, the first paragraph in Tzubis, V'ha di yesh oynis begit, mevua begemara. The midaraisa l'kul yama yesh oynis. Midaraisa, there is definitely a claim, a tain of oynis, v'atam, Pirush Rashi. Because in the Pasuk, v'na'o sasa dov, paragraph 8, u'be'ikar adov, number 7, the mikro v'na'o sasa dov yalfinan, the loy mahani tima tanai b'oynis. It doesn't help. If he doesn't come back after 6 months because of an oinus, the woman is not divorced. Tzarech bir. Says Rav Chanan, what's the pshat? The krah, the pasuk, is by an oinus. The iman nishin as oinus. We don't punish a woman because, of course, she did nothing wrong. Well, ma shayek zeh v'hach. What does that do with the get? The kiyam agerishin ain't an oinus lo habal. It's not a punishment. It's not an avera. Of course, he doesn't want to be divorced. But they're talking about an avera. So if that's the case, what's the halacha here? Why do we say with narrow sasa dova? Why do we say Unis Rachmana Pachi has anything to do with getting? That's the only with Oichim and Averis. That's a Mulchanan's kash. Let's continue for a moment. There's a sefer called the Machna Ephraim, written, I think, 400 years ago. One of the Gedalia Achreinim. He says the following, underlined in paragraph number 8. Call in the middle of the line where it's underlined. Call Dina de Garmi Potter Call Shu Onis. Vahainu Atam, the Oinis Rachmana Patre. Veloma Chayivan, Veloma Chayavinan, Elenotta Benotta Biyad, Mishab de Zocha Be Bagmos. In Halacha, there are three categories. I take a baseball bat and I smash a car. That's called Adam HaMazik. I've done it directly, my power, my strength. I'm called the Mazik. I'm Chayiv to pay. There's something called the Grumma. Grumma ben Azokin means I didn't do a direct action. What I did was I did an indirect action, such as a person has a rental car agency. In the middle of the night, somebody goes, chains up the fence with a big chain. In the morning, and the person comes to open up his business and the customers come to rent the cars. They can't rent the cars because the chain on the fence. He can't get it open. So he has to call a person to come down and cut open the chain. Until it happens, 3 hours to get the person. The person charges $200 to do it. And the person who put the chain on the fence, he's not a mazik b'yadayim. All he did was put a chain on a fence. A result of the chain on the fence is the person can't do any business. That's called the grum. Grum of it is okay, it is putta. Okay, I don't want to get into the whole thing. Your putta means that bezin can't obligate him to pay. Whatever that means, it's not for us to give right now. In between Grumma and Adam HaMazik, there's something called Garmi. Garmi is a little bit more direct. It's a big, big tumult, what Garmi means. But suffice it to say, Garmi means we know for sure that the Hezek is going to happen. Why are they going to happen? So what happens if a person does a Garmi Ba'oinis? Ba'oinis! He puts something on a roof. And he wasn't expecting a wind, and a big wind came and blew the thing off, and it caused damage. So, is he chayim or not chayim? He didn't expect the wind. Is he chayim or not chayim? Halacha is, garmi ba'oinis is potter. Why is garmi ba'oinis potter? It says, machne Ephraim, read this potter, oinis rachmona patru. Oinis rachmona patru. Oinis rachmona patru. Now, what's interesting to note, Rabbi said, the oinus that happens through Garmi, which is the middle level, oinus Rachmana Pachi. That's a raya, that oinus Rachmana Pachi not only applies to Averis, like the woman, she's off the hook, not only does it apply to Gerishin, but even applies directly to cases of money, where really I should be chayiv to pay. But since it's an oinus, we say oinus Rachmana Pachi. Now take note that if the person would be mazik b'yadayim ba'oinis. The man's holding a baseball bat. And he slips. He slips. Or he trips. And he loses control. And because of that, he smashes into a car and damages it. The halacha is, we're not getting into this sugya, but the halacha is, Adam ha-mazik is chayiv, even ba'oinis. Even ba'oinis is chayiv. Adam ha-mazik is chayiv, even ba'oinis. Why? There's a pasuk in the Torah. Hesed tachas pesach. Says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer Dibris
on Baba Kama.
Yes, go ahead.
Is that not because Adam Mod La'ilam? That's not really called.
It is because Adam Mod La'ilam. That's very good, Rav Heshi Wenger Shlita. It is good. Rav Igda Horowitz Shlita, it's good because Adam Mod La'ilam. Adam Mod La'ilam, but the question is, the Torah says, Oynes Rachmana Patri. So when the guy trips, and he wasn't a shengig b'chal, and he wasn't a poshaya b'chal, it was a pure oynis. How could you make him chayiv? Teres is because the Teres says, Tetzah tachas potzah, bava kamet nafcha bava midbeis. Good! But the Maisa, oynis achmona pachi, zekre maisha feinstein, zekre maisha, and bava kamet dibris maisha, simen yates, anaf beis. He says that the Maisa, the Torah, Taka said, an exception to the rule. Oynes Rachmana Patre, by Garmi. Oynes Rachmana Patre does not work by Nezikin. It's a Mishnah before Eshes, or the Mulder Oilam, Bain Bainus, Bain Barasa, Bain Bishagi, Bain Bamazin. How can it be Oynes? There it is over here. Oynes Rachmana Patre does not apply. You want to know why? The Bais has a long stickle about this, but the bottom line is, it's a Xeris Akos. You know, ask the Kasha. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Birka Shmuel. The Birka Shmuel. Page 3. Birka Shmuel. Baba Kama. Simon Yud. Ask the Kasha. He wants to know. He doesn't understand. What's the pshat? V'inei. Top paragraph. Paragraph 9. V'inei Gavian. Su Likhwe's Bor. Somebody forces someone to build a bor. A pit. In Potter. The Hocha. Holeka. Beis Asfaris. Liel. V'imishum Din. Oynis. You can't obligate the person who built the bar by a gun to his head. Because it says, now it's not the devil. How come he's chayiv anyway? If Shalomid, the Zer Mina, as Rav Heshi just said, the other more the Eilam. That the din of Oynes Achmona Patri does not apply in the case of Adam Amazik, but it does apply everywhere else. It does apply everywhere else. What I want to show you from here, I want to try anyway, is not only is Oynes Achmona Patri applicable by the woman, which is the case in the Torah, now let's talk about it. And it's applicable by the case of Tanai, by Gittin, as Rashi says in Maseches Ksuvos of Gimel and Aleph. But it also applies even by money. The only thing is that by money, by mazik, it doesn't apply by mazik, Adam mazik. But if it's not Adam mazik, it does apply. Now, I'm asking everybody to hold on for a second. I want to show you where we're going with all of this. Okay. But Rabbi Chanan still has the kasha. Rabbi Chanan says, Lamaisa, the Torah is talking about Averis. So how do you know it applies when it's not an Avera? How do you know it applies when it's not an Avera? So turn back for 1 second. Turn back to page 2. And Rabbi Chanan says the following. Rabbi Chanan says, I'm reading paragraph 7 on page 2. The Okay, Rabbi Sai, here is what's called a piece of yeshiva shalom that is so gishmak. It's so gishmak. But you have to drink a l'chaim for it. Mam is so gishmak. Zucker b'chana like this. That the Chem de Shloime says, in the Pusik of the Naral Sassadovi Afinon, the Maiseh Hanaseh v'oynis. If an action was done by oynis, Eino necheves al ha'oyseh. The person who did it does not relate to the Maiseh. He doesn't relate to the Maiseh. El ha'shuva ki'ilu nasis me'alel. It's considered as though it was done by itself. If what says Rabbi Chanan, it's a universal svara. What do I mean universal svara? The Torah is not telling us that when it comes to an Avera, if a person was forced to do an Avera like the Isha Rachmanu Lassan, that she's potter from getting an Oynish because now it's Asa Dover. No. She's potter from getting an Oynish because she didn't do anything. That's what the Torah is teaching us, says Rabbi Chanan, quoting the Chem de Shlema. Narrowly Asa Dover means the action that the person did, if it's done by Oynish, is not. It's not related to the oyster. It's as though someone else did it. It's as though it happened by itself. Therefore, there is no punishment. Therefore, there is no guest. And therefore, when it comes to mamon, it should have chayiv except by other mamon.
Rabbi Cohen, how do you make the next step?
Yes.
how do you make the next step that an oinus is not a maisa, and then in the case where you needed to do a maisa, the oinus is that you did the maisa?
What do you mean? Like, which case? What case are you talking about?
In the case of get, I was supposed to come back. So an oinus means I didn't do an action. But who says an oinus means that because it was an oinus, it's as if I did do an action?
Yeah, because the Zman, was already up. So, all right, he did
do
an action.
Go, continue. Who just spoke? Who just spoke? After Rebeshi, somebody else spoke.
Garden.
Okay, Rebeshi. Okay.
Oh, my shrug. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're saying Gevaldik alum to Sushailas over here, everybody said. These are what all the Rosh Hashivas spend time on in the beginning of Ksubis over here. The Kitzer, what's happening is that the fact that he didn't come because of an oinus, it's not considered he didn't come. It's not, you're asking how can it be considered as though he's there? I hear what you're saying.
No, I'm saying you can't draw that from what Rabbi Hanan said.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. And I'm telling you, you're asking Gevaldik. If we had about 2 weeks, and we had all of Shmuel Bambam, I'm saying that to you, Rav Heshi. We had all of Shmuel Bambam Shurim. You would hear what's going on. And you're right. You're right. It's a very big shaila. But Rav Chanan holds that this svar is universal, and it applies to the woman, it applies to the get, and it applies to the woman. You're asking a Gevaldik shaila. Okay. Now, Rabbi Stein. I'm going to ask one more. I'm not going to ask. I'm going to mention one more shaila. And then after this, we're going to get back to where we're headed. Okay, but this shaila now is a different Rabbi Chanan. It's in Maseches Pesachim. And I must tell you the truth. I have to, it's been kind of hectic here for the last 5 weeks, even though I've been home and haven't been going out to Minyanim, haven't really been going out of my house B'chlal. But it's been extremely hectic. Including today. And I have to thank, I really have to thank Rav Mordechai because he pushed me to give a shiur. So it's not going to be shiur, it's what we're going to do. Give at least one shiur. Okay. I'm telling you right now that we could mamish spend weeks over here. But Rav Chanan asked a different shiur. This is a Kovet Shiurim in Maseches Pesach. On page 4. Now, listen to the shiur here. I sent out a caller today to him. Just to tell everybody, we're going to be in fairly deep lumda shalan here. And here we go. There is another shaila Rav Chanan asked, but he doesn't send us to the Rav Chanan. Doesn't cross reference to Rav Chanan and Ksubis, but they're related. Mamish. Rav Chanan asked the kasha. We all know the din. If somebody borrows a car, parks his car outside. And the car that he borrowed is hit by lightning. He did nothing wrong. Everybody parked the car in the street. That's what everybody does all the time. And the car was hit by lightning. Or lightning struck a tree and the tree fell down and totaled the car. A shoyl, somebody who borrows a car, is chayvanite. Chayvanite? We all know that. You learned in the fifth grade in Perkei Lemetzias. A shoyl is chayvanite. You borrow something, you must return it. You're not a partner except for Mesa Machmas Malacha. We're not getting into that now. A shell is chayvanoid. Second Bukhanan shayl. And the second column, third line where it's underlined. You need to show the chayvanoidsin near a poshit, the ain hakavona shayonis ya maisa machayvosoi. It cannot be that when you borrow a car and the moment the car is struck by the tree, you become chayiv because the shell is chayvanoidsin. It can't be, second Bukhanan. You know why? How can the Torah say a shoyl is chayv and oisin? Oinus, what a pashi! Stira. Well, now it's a dover and shoyl or a stira. You're going to ask me from Adam Mazik. Adam Mazik is different. From Bukhana is a bigger dad. Adam Mazik is different. But what's going on over here? Now it's a dover passes a person. So how can you tell me I'm chayv? Second Bukhana, how can a shoyl be chayv? I just love this kashin. I love this kashin. The schus of the eilam and putting all these things together just fell all together. The siyata the shemaya. Zakhar Mokhanan like this. Now hold on. Hold on to your seats for this teretz. Hold on to your seats for this teretz. Zakhar Mokhanan. Ella. Ain't a kavana shoyin to see a ma'isa mechayvasa the oisrach one apachi. Ella, the fifth line. Ella, last word in the line. Here we go. The lekicha tachepet tischaye beachuyusoy kemoigaf. When a person borrows something, it's very sure, if I say. You want to borrow something, it's meiridik. Somebody lends you his car, it's meiridik. It's all meiridik. But when you borrow that car, and you take that car, and you either take the keys, or you get into the car, and you turn on the engine, you start driving the car, at that moment, you are obligated to return this car, no matter what. Somebody steals something. And he said, oh, you know what? I want to bring it back, but you know what? It was hit by lightning, so I don't have to pay it back. No such thing. No such thing. A gosling has to pay it back no matter what happens. A shayla also has to pay it back no matter what happens. Goinis, Dr. Mulchana, like this. The shayla, when he borrows it, becomes chayav to pay back. Goinis. And when an oinis happens, ain't no patriot. It doesn't pass him from paying back. K'moy shar shayman, the oinis patriot. Mulchana says, an unbelievable piece of lumdis. It's not that when the tree falls, you become obligated to pay. That can't be. So what's the pshat? Not when the tree falls, you become obligated to pay. You become obligated to pay when you borrow it. When the tree falls, it should be a hefted. You shouldn't have to pay it back. No, you got to pay it back anyway. The oinus is not a fatur to pay it back, like a gazan. But if the pshat is that the oinus is what obligates you to pay, so it can't be. Oinus chachman apachi. Pekka mochon akasha. Ayla Maisa says the shayl mishas oynis mischayim. A shayl is obligated for the time of the oynis. That's not fair. The man of the oynis, the chiyim is chal from the time of the oynis. But the maisa that is mechayim, the maisa that is mechayim, according to everybody, is when he takes the chayim. Okay, Rabbi Say, Adkan is the hagdama to the shir. Adkan is the hagdama to the shir. It's something called Narla Sasa Dover, Oinus Rachman Apache. The terrorist says a woman is not going to be punished. The terrorist says that if the man doesn't come back, the Tanai is not going to be considered fulfilled, and the get will not be a get. And when it comes to Garmi, by Mammon, the halacha is that you don't have to pay by Oinus. And even by Shoyal, it can't be that you have to pay because of the Oinus, Rachman Mokhan. Can't be. Can't be you have to pay because of the Oinus. Okay, now Rabbi Say, anybody can talk, but here we go. I want to ask you a simple shaila. Somebody called me yesterday, mamish yesterday. I wasn't planning on saying this in this year, but he called me yesterday. I'm going to tell you what happened. Person called me up and told me he bought a bike for his child. Took the bike out of the store. The chain wasn't working. Brought the bike right back to the store. Person looked at the chain. He said, you're right. A manufacturer's problem. You want a new bike? He said, yes. Fine. Gives him a second bike. Takes the second bike out. Same thing happens. It brings it back. Person says, I'm sorry. You're right. Here's a third bike. Takes the third bike out. Everything's working fine. Takes the bike home. Child takes the bike out for a ride, a new bike. One of a sudden, the child's hit by a car. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, Baruch Hashem. The child's fine. The bike is total. I want to ask you a question. Let's say he didn't pay for the bike yet. He bought the bike, gave the guy the credit card. The person said, I'll wait to take your credit card. You need a month, I'll wait a month. So the person calls up the person, and he says to the owner of the store. The person who bought the bike calls the owner of the store and says, you know what? Oh, you're Rachman Apache. I can't pay you. I have no bike. 5 minutes after I buy the bike, the bike's total. Oh, you're Rachman Apache. I don't have to pay you. What's the law, Rabbi Son? Is he potter from paying for the bike or not?
What's that? He bought the bike.
It was his property when the accident happened. He can't. Of course he's chayav.
Of course he's chayav, Mr. Kwan.
He made a kinyan in it. It's his property. How could he?
I bought a pound of potatoes, and I didn't eat them. I left them in the kitchen, and they got ruined. Well, of course he has to pay. What is this?
Everybody's saying, of course he has to pay. And of course, everybody's right. Of course he has to pay. Everybody's right. Okay, let's talk. Turn to page five.
Is there any lumdus that he wouldn't have to pay?
Oh, Gevaldik Akasha. I think that was Mark Steinberg, right?
Yes, it is.
And he loved to say he shouldn't have to say. Okay. Look at paragraph 5. Paragraph 5 is talking about somebody who purchased something with money. We all know that such a thing as Kenyan Kesef. Somebody purchased something with money. Beautiful. Paragraph 12. And he gave him some of the money. Didn't give him all the money. Gave him some of the money. There's a whole big tumult. You didn't give all the money, and you gave some of the money. What does that mean? Person said, you want to buy this watch? $10,000. Fine. I'm giving you $5,000 now, and I'll give you $5,000 tomorrow. Tomorrow, the owner of the watch comes, where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? That's called Yaitzev and Nichnas. He's looking for the money. So the halacha is, in that case, if he's looking for the money until the purchaser, the lekeach, gives all the money, it's not considered a kinyan. Because you see the meicher is asking for the money. He's asking for the money. Nichnas v'yaitzev, he's asking for the money. He's being taveya. Says the Rambam in paragraph 13. Imzakah olav hanishah b'milva. If the seller, the meicher, tells the lekeach, you want to give me $500? The watch is $1,000. I'll take $500. And you will owe me $500. You will owe me $500. Here's a bill for the $500. Imzakah olav hashar b'milva. The deal's over. Take a look in paragraph 14 is the sma. The miyad shezok fun v'milva underlined. Once it becomes a milva, hari ha-mekach niskayim l'gamri. The mekach is over. The mekach is over. Aval pi she'eno lekeach mishalim loy achar kach. And even if the lekeach doesn't pay, afterwards. The meicher can't say, somebody has to mute themselves, I'm sorry about that. The star six. The meicher can't say, cannot say. Once the deal was on, it was nigmar, I, Lemaisa, you owe me $500? Fine. That's the halvah. Pay me, I'll take you to Bezin to get the money. Advice, somebody who unmuted themselves did not remute themselves. Please remute yourself. I'm sorry. Now, Dr. Sma, that once this deal is over, you, Meicher, who now claim, rightfully so, that the Lekeach owes me $500, if he doesn't pay me the $500, cannot say the deal's over and I'm taking back my watch. The deal's finished. The deal's finished. I have to take it to the best and get my other money. Okay. I want to ask you a question. And everybody said it already, but I want to ask you a question. Somebody walks into a car dealership and buys a car, whatever, $35,000. 0% financing, and he's financing the car 5 years. 5 years. Wonderful. 5 years. Drives the car out of the lot, out of the dealership, signed all the papers, finished, gave him the down payment. And now he has 5 years of payments in front of him, 0% financing, finished. He drives the car out, hit by a Mack truck, car's totaled. He's fine, car's totaled. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question. Can he go back and say, you know, I have 5 years of payments here, but oinus, I have an oinus. I don't have a car. There's no oinus bigger than this. 5 minutes, $35,000, impossible. It's an oinus. Kodesh Baruch Hu, oinus, finished. I don't want to pay you. What's that?
That's what insurance is for, Rabbi.
No insurance. Leave out insurance.
But he should have. I mean, if he made a deal and there was a Kenyan, then it's his responsibility. Right. And if he didn't get insurance, he has to pay for it. He has to take the loss.
Why? Tell me why. I want to hear this way. I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you.
And it became his property for which he was responsible.
You are correct, but what happened to Oinus? What happened to Oinus? One more question, Mr.
Nothing to do with the other person. The other person is out of the picture.
Good, but not good enough yet. I'm going to ask you another question. Somebody paints a house. He paints a house, and he finishes the paint job. House looks beautiful. And he owes now, the person who owns the house owes the painter $10,000. And the painter very nicely says, you can make four payments. Give me four head checks, each one $2,500. It's fine. You give him four checks. Next day, the house burns down. Same cash. He owes $10,000.
Yes.
Does he have to pay $10,000? Mr. Kasha says yes.
Not the same situation.
I'll ask you a question. Does he have a right to claim oinus? And your answer is?
No. No.
And my question is, why? Tell me long this. Don't get emotional on me. Tell me long this.
It is no emotion. It's a separate transaction. There's a new transaction of a loan.
Right.
There's a new transaction of a loan. I'm not an oinus on repaying you a loan. I lost my house, but that loan still stands.
Okay.
What if I paid you $10,000? What if I paid you? What if I come to you and you painted my house? I pay you. Here's the $10,000 of my house. But by the way, I need to make a chasna next week. Lend me the $10,000. And the painter says, okay, I'll lend you the $10,000. Pay me back $2,500 a year for the next 4 years. And then the house burns down. Does that have anything to do with the paint job? No.
No, Shai. Good. So I would like to tell you, I like what Mr. Kasem is saying, and I like what Reshi is saying. I like to say one word. I'll tell you why I want to say it this way. Oinus Rachmana Patre, oinus only patters when the Maisa took place through an oinus. The Maisa that is Mechayiv took place through an oinus. The woman, Rachmana Lotan, had nothing to do with the action. She's fucked. The get, the Tanai for the get wants to come home. I couldn't come home, so the person couldn't come home, so it's an oinus. The person has a garmi that takes place by oinus. He's poser. A shoyl, you want to make him pay because of a mice oinus. An oinus cannot be mechai. But you know what an oinus can't do? An oinus cannot potter a previous thief. I have an oinus. I can't pay. What do you want? No, who's going to tie it? The car, 5 minutes later, $35,000 you pay. You know what? You're right. I feel terrible for you. But oinus rachmana patre does not work to patter a previous chiyuv. It only works that if the maisa, which was done by oinus, normally has ramifications, I don't have to worry about those ramifications. The ramifications have no business to me because the maisa is not considered by maisa. But when I have an oinus, and now you want the oinus to be lifted up and patter something else, it's really like Reb Heshi and like Mr. Kasem was saying, but I just want to put in one piece along this. Oinus does not patter a previous fear.
That's what I said. He's out of the picture.
I understand. You want to take it out of the picture. I want to say it this way.
Means he has nothing to do with the oinus.
I'm not saying that. You're saying that. I understand you.
But it's the equivalent of what the Rav is saying.
Almost.
The onus applies to the incident, but the car dealership is no longer part of the incident anymore. Once the car is made, the car dealership is not part of it, not part of the onus or anything that happens anymore.
Okay, fine. Now, if the first thing was a hagdama, then right now we have finished the first part of the shir and the hagdama. Now here we go.
If we finished. I have a question that to me goes to the ikar of the Rav's basic principle.
If you want to ask a question, you can ask a question, then we're going to go back to the next
The question is, I don't believe that you can say here that the Medina said there can be no teaching here. If the Medina had said that, then you would not have the University of Chicago, Northwestern, DePaul, all of them running Zoom classes. All they said was, you can't have 10 people more than, you can't have a certain group. You can't have people, you have to have social distancing. And if you're not going to have social distancing, then you can't gather together. Whatever it was, but they never said you can't teach. So there, I think the sources that Harav cited don't really go to the point because no government ever said you can't teach.
Excellent. Just wait one second, Mr. Kossel. Excellent time. Okay, now, Rabbi, so here we go. case brought down in Shulchan Aruch, page six, paragraph 15. The case brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now let's take everything we've been talking about, and now let's go to the mic. Sachroi lehevi tapuchim lechayla. There was a chayla, Achman al-Sat, he needed apples. Apples would save him from the sickness. V'holach, and the person hires a shliach to bring apples. V'holach, and he went, lehevi, and he brought them. Umatzai shemes. And by the time he got there, Rachman al-Sat, the patient died. Oh, again, shivri, he's cured. You have to pay for bringing the apples. Shliach says, I brought the apples. The Mishleach says, the patient died. Or the patient's fine. He don't need your apples. I know you brought them. I don't want to pay you. Tumah shevesa v'scharecha. It's like the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. No. Nice and like cold schara. You have to pay. What have to pay for? You brought the apples? I thank you for bringing the apples. Pay you for bringing the apples. There's no machayla. I don't need the apples. Why should I pay you? Now, what do you say, Rabbi, say to the show?
There are cases where the mocher knows the purpose for which the lokeach bought it, and that was never fulfilled. I know there is at least, I remember learning that case. There is a case in the Gemara where the mocher knew the purpose, and that purpose was not fulfilled because of a death or whatever it was, then the deal was canceled. I know there was a case like that.
Here I think, Rabbi, is like what Rabbi Holon said on the Shoyl. The chiyuv was when you send them. When you send them, you already been mechuyov to pay him for it. And it's nothing to do with later on what happened to you. You already been mischayev to pay him when you send them, to bring you the apple.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Hold on a second. You're not mechuyov when you send him. It creates the chiyuv when you send him so that when he comes back, then your chiyuv comes from the time you sent him.
Fine. But Lamaisa, what happens over here? The person doesn't need the apple. For whatever the reason, good or bad, Rachmanasani died or he's healthy. So what's the pshat?
I don't care what the reason was that you send them. It doesn't make a difference why you send them. You made a deal with them to send them. You didn't say, I'll deny that I'm only going to be sick.
Yeah. Okay. But did the mocher know or not? That's what I would ask. Did the mocher know why he bought it?
You come to the shiloh of Dvarim Shabbalayim.
No, he spoke it out clearly. I need the apples for the chayla. He said it. I need the apples for the chayla. Bring him apples.
And I would say he's got a strong argument.
Is
mocher knew.
Is it possible Chazal made a takana for this? So this way, next time someone asks for apples, that they would give it. They would go get it. Otherwise, they'll always be afraid. They'll never pay.
That's creative. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is in paragraph 16. So in the first paragraph of the Aruch HaShulchan, underlined at the end of paragraph Yud Gimel, it says like this. We're on page 6, paragraph 16 in the Aruch HaShulchan, where it's underlined at the end of paragraph Yud Gimel. He quotes the Mechab. Afilu tochel lehevi lachoyle tapuchim meishari peiris. Can't do this. Why does it say in the previous simon? When you hired a poil, and the poil showed up for work, and there's no more work because of an oinus, such as, keep going. You hired a poil to plow. So there, and he went, and he found, it was a flood in the field, you can't plow it. You don't pay the poil. It's an anus. He showed up in a job, so why is he paying him?
It's not the same example. The example is not the same.
Tell me why.
Over here, the poil didn't do the work yet. He didn't do the chorish. Over there, he already brought the apples.
He brought the apples, but I don't need them.
No, I understand, but he did the pula. You hired somebody, he did his work. Over here, by the Choresh, he didn't do the work. There's no, he can't do the work.
Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, underlined in paragraph Yudalit, in the fourth line, Loi Dami, Zok HaIkar HaPu'ula, what is the pu'ula? Kuahiluch, it's bringing the apple. Asha Taklis, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Taklis, who have lost a dover, or a lechas a dover. Pula is bringing the apples. Taklis is curing him. I did the pula. The pile did the pula. I, Lamaisa, you wanted the apples so that the chaylin get better? True! I also wanted it to get better. He did get better, whatever the case is. But Lamaisa, Icham Gitom, I did what I was supposed to do. You asked me to bring apples, I stopped the apples. You asked me to bring apples from New York to Chicago, I brought apples from New York to Chicago. Whatever you wanted me to do, you should light up a break. I did whatever you asked me to do. I did it. I, Lamaisa, you don't need the tachlis of my pula. You have to pay. When I showed up to work and there was no field to plow because it rained, so I didn't do anything. Showing up is not the pula. The pula is doing the work. You're right, I showed up. Okay, good. I showed up. What should I do? Is it oinus? Oinus? Achmona Pasha. So oinus, the balabos does not have to pay. But if he did it,
Rabbi, does it make a hillock if the work was partially done or not partially done, and then you can be madamah to the people?
Rabnachi. One second. Shiloh. Came to the Chayshim Mishmikaylo after the Shiloh already happened. The company told us about the Shiloh. The Shiloh took place in New York. Oh, you remember the days before social distancing? It was a bris. It used to be at a bris. Nowadays, a bris means the moil and the mother and father. In those days, it was a bris. In those days, some of ancient history. A bris. 200 people. Pay the caterer. Caterer has the eggs sizzling, the lox is out. The fish is out, the rolls are out, they're all sliced, the whole table, the whole room is set, everything's about. And he's working there from 6 o'clock in the morning. Shachris is at 7 o'clock in the morning. He has it all planned out. By 8 o'clock in the morning, the whole room will be set. 7:30, 7:35, 7:40, he finished davening. Mayer walks in, takes a look at the baby. The baby has a rash. I can't do a bris. Yesterday afternoon, I checked the baby. Baby was fine. I don't know what happened. Baby got a rash. I can't do the bris. Okay. The boil says it's dangerous to the bris. The parents say, there's no bris. Finished. Bris is over. No bris. Okay. The caterer comes to the father and says, here's the bill. Says, bill? What? There's no bris. Caterer says, good. I feel terrible. There's no bris. Here's the dining room full of food. What are you going to do? I don't know. Take it home. Give it to somebody else.
Rabbi, the point is not to pay the moil. If the moil will tell him, pay me to be a moil, so you're right. He's honest. I cannot pay you to be a moil. It was not done. But the food was done. It's not. You want to do a party? Do a party. This has nothing to do with the bris. My food that I put on the table.
I was going to say, what does one have to do with the other? They're two separate actions.
Okay, 1 second, but this is exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan said. This is the case of the apple. You hire the caterer for a pu'ula. His pu'ula was to make a meal. The tachlis was to serve the meal. The tachlis was everybody should eat. So the caterer says, that's your issue, not my issue. I did what I was supposed to do. My pu'ula was to have a dining room full of food. I did. There's a dining room full of food. I might see a child sick. I feel terrible. I was on my check. My check. You got to eat my money. I want my money. What's up?
He's right.
Oh,
he's right. He's right because people can even eat. The moil is not going to get paid. The caterer needs to get paid.
So Dr. Avigdor, the moil who came and showed up and brought all his instruments and put them on the table and washed his hands and took out the baby and said, Oy vey, moil can't ask for any money. Oinus, what's to his heart? I can't pay you. Garnish Gitzad. You showed up, showing
the
up.
The moil gets paid to do in the bris. He didn't do the bris either. He didn't do
that's
as
right.
He was supposed to be paid
that's
for.
That's what Victor is saying. You can't pay. I feel terrible. But the caterer, did what he's supposed to do.
That chiluk does not necessarily lie in the oinus factor. That chiluk lies in the factor that the mayol didn't do what he was hired to do, and the caterer did do what he was hired to do. Has
that's
nothing
right.
to do with
exactly.
the
okay, I think that's correct. Because the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the pu'ula was done. The tachlis is not the chiyuv of the pail. The pail is what we're supposed to do. You either might say you have a meal in honor of the bris, or you must get a son. That's your cheshbon, not my cheshbon. I did what I was hired to do. There was once a maisa, I don't want to say what city, once a maisa, that a person had a baby and scheduled the bris for Shabbos. Baby was born Leil Shabbos. He scheduled a bris for Shabbos. Somebody has to remute themselves. I'm sorry, Rabbi. Somebody has to remute themselves. So the baby was born Leil Shabbos, and Mamela was a bris on Shabbos. So Leil Shabbos, somebody comes to the Shalom Zachar. And like people do it, the Shalom Zachar. Remember, Shalom Zachar is also, I'm sorry for being. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll get back to them as well. Anyways, a Rav shows up at the Shalom Zachar. Pam Mechachem, a Paisik, shows up at the Shalom Zachar. And he says to the father, knew when was the baby born? So the father says, an hour after Luchpension. So the Rav, an hour after Luchpension. He says, 40 minutes after Shkia. He says, did you tell the Mayel? He says, I told the Mayel that the baby was born Leil Shabbos. So this particular Rav, didn't leave the Shalom Zachar, even though normally he never stayed the Shalom Zachar that long. He stayed the Shalom Zachar wasted by an hour, 2 hours, whatever. He waited for the Mayel to show up. When the Mayel showed up, he called the Mayel out to the side. He said the baby was born 40 minutes after Shkia, Leil Shabbos. So I wasn't there during this conversation. The Mayel said, I can't make the bris on Shabbos. Okay, so whatever happened, the Mayel excused himself to the Aviyah Ben. But the Aviyah Ben had a whole kiddush with a guy to suit that prepared for the next day. Next day on Shabbos. Next day on Shabbos. And that finished. The caterer already did the guy to Misa. Everything's here. Everything's in the shul. The chalk, the kugel, with whatever else was doing. It's all done. So in that situation, Itaka made a big kiddush. He served all the food on Shabbos. He made a big kiddush. And he made a small bris on Sunday. So, there's no shiva over there. I mean, besides the fact he used the food, but it's coming ton. The caterer did what he's supposed to do. Whatever it is, you want to charge the mayor who made the mistake is irrelevant. Now let's go. We'll take Mr. Kasso's point a little later on. Before we get to Mr. Kasso's point, there's something called pu'ula. It's something called tachlis. That's the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. Now, even if the tachlis was not done, he's got to pay for the pool. Because the oinus does not pater achiv. When you're chayiv, the oinus does not pater achiv. If you're not chayiv yet, and the mice, the oinus is going to be mechayiv you, oinus achmona pater. But if there already is a chiv, then the oinus cannot pater achiv. Okay. Now, a lot of people have the shilas. Somebody rented a hall for a chasana. Rented a hall for a chasana in a different state. And there were no chasanas. Finished. Government shut down the hall. No chasanas. Now he put down $4,000 for a down payment. He calls the caterer and says, I want my money back. Now, I'm not paskening in any shilas here. I'm asking you a question. We're going with theoretics right now. We're not paskening shilas halacha l'maisa. The caterer has $4,000. The Avi HaKala has no chasana. The Avi HaKala has to make a chasana in his home state. Does he get the money back from the caterer? Caterer says, I wanted to make the chasana. I wanted to do it.
So could be there's a tzad to say that both of them are in an onus. And I'm also mechaber alavarai. So I mean, I'm also in onus. So why would I have to give it back to you?
Okay. So Rav Avigdor wants a taina what he tied at the beginning of this year, then maybe over here they're both Eitzim, therefore Meitzim Mechirel or Araya. Maridik. But there's a question here. Rabbi Caterer, what did you do?
Was there a chesaron kiss for the caterer?
No.
Then there's like the airlines. The airlines are returning the money. They're not. They said we can't. I mean,
okay. Let's see about the airlines. Okay, that's true. But I want to ask you a halacha. Does the caterer have a leg to stand on that he wants to keep the money? The caterer's saying it's an onus. I want to make the chasen. I can't.
Yeah, you can say it's an onus. Yeah. It's an onus.
Could the caterer make the chasana? That's the question. Not the question about whether they would show up. Is there the possibility for the caterer to make a chasana under these circumstances?
Not in the hall.
Can a caterer make any chasana under these circumstances?
The other thing is, was this the day before the chasana, or was it a month ahead of time? How much time was there?
2.5 months. 2.5 months. 2.5 months. 2.5 months before the chasana. So, what's the caterer's taina?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What's the caterer's taina? You're sitting on the money. You're sitting on the money. What do you want? What's the caterer's taina? Now, we once had a din Torah. Hashem Mishpat Kela once had a din Torah. Rachman al Aslan, a kava cancels her chasana 4 days before the Rachman al Aslan 4 days before the chasana. The whole din Torah in a different city. He traveled to a different city for his entire. And the caterer wanted $7,000, which would have been his profit for the chasana. And he said to the father of the kala, you told me you got to make a chasana. You didn't make a chasana. So I want my profit. Is that a taina? I want my profit. What do you want me to do about it? There's no
chasana. The money is a deposit to hold the day. So the pool of holding the date was done.
Who said that? I don't know who that is. Who said that?
Mordechai Elbaum.
Oh, Mordechai, wow. The $4,000, the pool was holding the date. Okay, great. I'm asking, but there's no date to hold. You can't make a chasana to that date.
That's the onus. That's the onus, that there's no date anymore.
Right,
but
I held the date, and now the onus was.
You want to tie in that the caterer did the pu'ula of holding the date? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a kiddush. That's a kiddush.
But the caterer could have sold the date.
You must be
else,
a Rosh Yeshiva. That's a very big kiddush. Lomdish a kiddush. Wow, that's a big kiddush. Held the date, holding the date. You might say he did not get his money back yet. The shoyel who called me for the Shiloh, he did not get his money back yet. He said, they're waiting, they want to see what's going to be. Hard for me to understand why the caterer has the right to hold on to the money. Hard to understand it. I'm not passing anything. I never spoke to the caterer, so you can't answer the Shiloh. But in Lomdus, that what we're talking about, it's hard to understand. Okay. Okay, everybody, sign. Now let's go. We have a teacher who's teaching in a school. We have a school which was closed down. And we have a teacher in the school, as Mr. Castle mentioned, who's teaching over Zoom, who's teaching over video conferencing, who's teaching over phone conferencing, whatever he's teaching. Whatever he's doing. He's teaching over Zoom. And now, normally, there's 7.5 hours of teaching during the school day. And now there's 3 hours of teaching, or 2.5 hours of teaching. So the parents say, I have a contract. My contract is I'm paying you whatever it is, $3,000 a month, whatever it is, whatever I'm paying you, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, depending on how many kids in the school, whatever I'm paying you. Good. So until the end of March, I got what I paid for. And every month, you either take my head check, which is kind of old-fashioned now, you swipe my credit card, or you use my router number. And now we're up to April 1st. That's when the Shilohs began. April 1st. You want to use my credit card. You want to swipe my credit card. And you want to take $3,000. What are you taking $3,000 for? Shul says, what do you mean? Why shouldn't we take $3,000? Parent says, what do you mean, why should you take $3,000? I'm not getting what I pay for. My kid's home. My kid's not in school. I'm not saying it's your fault. My kid's not home. My kid's not home. My kid's not in school. And my kid is listening. Yeah, listening. Half an ear. Yeah, half an ear. Not half an ear. Whatever. My house is crazy. Everybody's in my house. Okay, leave out my emotional tightness. But I got to make sure my kid gets on the phone. My kid's in fourth grade. He's not going to get on the phone. What do you?
Rabbi,
I can pay you full tuition. Yes.
Rabbi, could be that what we're doing over here, when the school is obligated to pay for the whole teacher, was obligation is really the beginning of the year. So the parents, their chiyuv is already at the beginning of the year to pay the whole tuition. So the school did them a favor, and you know what? I'll lend you the money. You can do it on payments. But the obligation here, I have a building and I have a teacher, everything has to be paid throughout the year. So the obligation was already done, beginning of the year.
One second. Okay.
Rabbi,
so now, very nice.
Rabbi, hold on a second, Rabbi.
Yeah.
What would you say if the people moved from the city 3 months after the year started? Could the school come and tell them, pay me for the next 7 months because the obligation began at the beginning of the year?
If they did not tell the school ahead of time, maybe. Maybe. If they didn't tell the school beginning of the year, maybe.
I didn't know I was moving.
I don't know how it works. Can everybody hear what Raveshi and Raviger are saying? I don't know if everybody can. Okay, don't have to tell me. Nobody has to unmute themselves. Let me just say what's going on over here. This is a tremendous point. Raveshi and Raviger are bringing up two points here. This is a tremendous point. There's an entire booklet.
But you can hear, if you're watching the video, you can't hear anyone else talking.
Okay, fine. That's why I'm going to repeat it. Thank you for mentioning that. There's a tremendous booklet written in Lakewood called Hilchus Playgroups. Hilchus Playgroups. Why? Because, you know, as the city grew and grew, there are a lot of playgroups. What happens in playgroups? Playgroups like this. A woman has enough room for a playgroup in her house, 10 people, 10 kids. She can't fit in more than 10 kids in her house. That's all. She only fit in 10 kids. And now, in the middle of the year, at Jungermann, he gets a shteller. He's moving from Lakewood to Chicago. So he tells the playgroup, goodbye. Playgroup says, well, what do you mean goodbye? I turned down three other kids because you came. Now you're leaving me. I lost those kids and I lost your spot. You have to pay me for the rest of the year. I'm not masking. So this became a big tumult. And there, the Shiloh was decided by contract, meaning that people have to sign a contract, and the contract says if you leave in the middle of the year, you got to pay. The schools in this city say that if you leave in the middle of the year, you move, you don't have to pay the rest of the year's tuition. And even if you switch school.
Isn't it the same as the caterer?
One second. So now we have a big Shiloh, my sir. A big Shiloh here. Let's leave out the playgroup Shiloh. That's a fantastic Shiloh. I thought we can go all night, we can go week. Everybody could retire for 2 months and we can learn all these Shilohs. It's fast.
Once there's a contract, there's no Shiloh.
Aren't we also paying
for the fee? What's that? Once, as Raveshi's saying, once there's a contract, then there's nothing to discuss anymore. Nothing to discuss. If you put it in the contract, that's it. It's over. If you were masking with a tanai that if you leave, you have to pay, then you have to pay. Yeah, you can't sign anything. Too late. But the questions developed, as always happens, contracts usually are a development because of what takes place, which creates the need to put things in the contract. Yes.
Aren't we also paying for the Rebbe's preparing?
You broke up. I didn't hear what you said.
Aren't we also paying for the Rebbe's time of preparing for Shir?
Okay, now one second. Now let's get into the Rebbe. The Rebbe is preparing. And Rav Zachai is saying, maybe the Rebbe's preparing as much as he prepared. Maybe the Rebbe's preparing more than he prepared. Let's get to the Shiloh. The Rebbe's preparing. Is that the pu'ula for which I hired the Rebbe? His preparation or his teaching?
Both.
What did I hire the Rebbe for? Did I hire him for his preparation or for his teaching? Which one?
You want to know what the school hired the Rebbe for or what the parents paid the school for?
I want to know both. What the parents hired the Rebbe for, what the school hired the Rebbe for. What they hired the Rebbe for?
Okay, I have to teach. He needs to prepare for it. It's his thing. We need to teach.
There is no Shiloh in the world. The Rebbe can prepare the best lesson plans in the world, and they are Meirindik. And if he walks into the classroom and can't teach because he has no classroom management, as they call it nowadays, he's a Chlishkin Rebbe. I don't care. You have the greatest Pasha sheets that have ever been invented. It's terrific. Well, what can it done? You can't get the information to the students. And if a Rebbe is a great teacher, and he doesn't have what to teach because he doesn't prepare for the class, and he tells the kids jokes all day, he's not going to teach. We need the preparation, and we need the teaching. This is the pool. So Hank, he's preparing.
No, Rabbi, we don't need the preparation. Rabbi, we don't need the preparation. We need him to teach. He himself is not able to teach without the preparation. But if we have Moshe Rabbeinu here, and he's going to teach us without preparation, he's going to get paid without the preparation. I mean, it's his thing.
That's correct. If a Rebbe's been teaching for 20 years and he needs less time to prepare, he's back there. He's teaching everything great. He also, we're paying for the pa'ula of teaching. The fact that the Rebbe was still preparing, Gevaldik, but it's this fucking pa'ula.
Rebbe, Rebbeim don't get paid for teaching. They get paid for Schad HaTorah. Don't get paid for teaching.
One second. Now you're getting into another aspect of Allah. Rabbi Elbaum is bringing out another shayla. That's a very interesting shayla, and the Nesivos discusses this shayla. And that really goes back to what Mr. Kassov said. It's a very interesting shayla. I'll just mention it briefly. I don't want to get into it, but I want to stay focused on this issue. But the Nesivos wants to say that when the government closed down the school, they only closed down the school for the Rebbe to teach. They did not close down the school for the Rebbe to watch the Talmidim. And in Halacha, you can't be paid for teaching Torah. You don't have to be paid for teaching Torah. You only have to be paid for Schar Bat Tola, for watching the students. The Nesivos wanted to say that in those days when the government closed it down, they only closed it down for teaching the Torah. They didn't close it down for the teacher to sit in the classroom with the children, which would be, it's a great cop that, like the Nesivos, it could be that the pa'ula for which he's being paid is really here, but the taskus is not being here. Okay, that's a great kiddush from the Nesivos. Great kiddush from the Nesivos. Well, Lamaisa, I want to say something here. Please look at page 7. Page 7 is the Sma. The Sma comes along. It's a long Sma. It's only one-third of the Sma. I didn't photocopy the entire Sma. The Sma says in paragraph number 18, it's double underlined, and I put an arrow next to it because so much is underlined in this Sma. You see where the double underline is? And then there's an arrow. So before we go to that point, look at the top words of the Sma in paragraph 18. Vamasha hevi mayrom, raya, mitshuvas maram. This is what the Rav Moshe says. It's from the Maram and the Mordechai, the Perek Umnim, the Kostu. Teicha the Gozer of Moshe, where the Moshe made Xavier Shalami, the Havi Mikoch Medin, Havi Makis Medin, Mikol Epsil of Albaith, of Albaith, that's the Pesha, Yichol Albaith, Fox, of Albaith, Blah, 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 Nia, Saiti, Nira, the Ain, Das, Amorach, Abishay, Maram, the Sarach, of Albaith, the Shalim, of Blah, Mikol Epsil, it's not true. Why not? The Ain, Tom, Lahadov. First thing is, there's no Tom. Now, I don't know what the Sma means, because he doesn't say. He just says these words, Ain, Tom, Lahadov. I'm wondering. The Sma is saying, how can anybody say that the father has to pay for what the Rebbe did not teach, but what the future last 3 or 4 months of the contract where he has to pay? How can he pay? Ask the father to pay. Oynes Rachmona Patra. Instead, he can't teach. Okay, so now what do you want? How could the Ortharua, how could the Mordechai, how could the Ramon say you have to pay? How can you pay? Ain't time was over. However, that's what the Sma says, maybe. But the problem is, the Ramah doesn't pass like that. And the Ozeruah does not pass like that. And the Mordechai doesn't pass like that. They will pass when you have to. So now, I am not coming here to say, Chas v'Sholem, talking about Rishonim over here, I can't say anything. Just change phones for 1 second, everybody. I put myself on my speaker. I'm not saying anything, except for one point. I can't be machria between this machloikis. But what I do want to say is that we have to figure out, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of this year, an hour and 25 minutes ago, I mentioned, I don't know what the story is, because they don't say. They don't say. Now, somebody said this before as a combination of everybody. I think maybe Rabbi Elbaum said, when you hire a Rebbe at the beginning of the year, you're paying the Rebbe. Avigdor was saying this a little bit also. I'm not sure. You're hiring the Rebbe. You're paying the Rebbe to teach for 10 months. I'm hiring you for 10 months. So the halacha is, maybe because you started, or maybe because you did right. They don't say. I can't say. But once you hired the Rebbe for that piece of the 10 months, and he gave you. So now when there's an oinus that I can't get the rest, even though it's an oinus, I'm chayiv to pay because I already got what I paid for. I don't hear it. I tell you the truth. I got what I paid for. The haidu, I hired you for 10 months, and you worked for me for 6 months, so I didn't get everything else, and that is an oinus. I have to pay you anyways. I don't understand it. I can't understand it. I can't get this sort right. I worked very hard to get this. I don't have the sort. I don't understand it. Ain't Tom the Dover is what the Sama says. I don't understand. Don't understand. Hard for me to understand. So now, I want to ask you something, everybody. It's April 1st. This is what happened throughout the city. Chicago is what happened to all the cities in America. This was a shiloh. It's April 1st, and there hasn't been any teaching. And there's not going to be any teaching. Not going to be any playgroups. I don't want to talk about playgroups. Not going to be any babysitters. No. Let's talk with teaching. There's not going to be any teaching. Does the school have the right to swipe the check, to swipe the credit card, to use the router number? Can the school take the money on April 1st? Now, the school wants to say, the Ramah says, you got to pay. The boss says you got to pay, but the parents say, the smart says you don't have to pay. And Aruch and Shulchan Aruch is, Kimli, you can't pass in to take away my money when I have someone who holds like me. Gigantic machlekes gedolei achrayim. You can't take my money. You can't take my money. This is a very big machlekes. Can you take my money or not? The smart says, please take a look at it. We're still on page 7. The Sma says in the next paragraph where it's underlined, and then there's an arrow. There are two arrows on the right side of the page. In paragraph 19, on the right side of paragraph 19, there are two arrows there. Usara zu lamatzino bishemakom. Can't understand the Sma. Beyond the rap. Mistavra. Loimar, Kivan, the Marcus Medina, he, Hamaskib, Asoicha, Shavim, this is like what Ravigda wanted to say, Shavim, Adavar, the Ain, Loimar, and you can't say the Mazloi, the Shum, Echagorim, which is an interesting concept, Laloch, which I do not believe exists in secular law, and the person say the Mazel of this person was Gairim, the Nachzil, you know, and therefore, since we don't know whose Mazel was Gairim, let's go back to Maitre Chaber Olavariah, and therefore, don't take the money from the parent. Oh, says the Sma. Oh, the fachos. Yeah, absent al shneim. Let them both split it. This became a very big point of contention. That how could the school, no schools in Chicago, forget about it. How could any school anywhere cash the check? How could you cash the check? The Ksam Sefer says, I did not photocopy it, I'm sorry. The Ksam Sefer says on this shiloh, I don't know what to do. I said this when I gave shiur before Pesach yet. Some Sefer says, I don't know what to do. For my own malamdim, I paid them. However, I really don't know what to do. So I suggest make a pshar and split it. Okay, now let's go one more step, Rabbi. Some parents said to the school.
maybe there is a difference between the Melamdim of today to the Melamdim of that time. Today, the Melamed, he has a contract with the school. The school is mechuyev to pay him. It's a little bit different. I don't know how it was with the Melamed in his mind, the Rishonim, and the it's different than today. That today, everybody is relying on it. They wanted to have a long-term contract, and they do have a long-term contract. It could be, it's a different chiyuv of the parents and the school to pay the teachers than it was at that time.
But okay, that's a very good question. What is happening nowadays? All of these questions are very, very serious questions. Very serious. But I want to say
parents
something.
Parents don't pay the Rebbe. Parents pay the school. They don't pay the Rebbe. They pay the school.
School is the intermediate. Okay.
That's a very good question.
They're obligated to pay the teachers, but it doesn't mean that the parents are obligated to pay the school.
Good. Very good also, Mr. Kossoff. There's a very big shiloh bismanenu. Is any parent hiring any Rebbe? Absolutely not. The school hires a Rebbe.
No.
Is a parent paying any Rebbe? Absolutely not. He's paying the school. The
right.
school has an obligation to the parents to hire a Rebbe.
Right.
That's true. Now the school says, we're going to pay the Rebbe because we're going to hold like the Ramo. And therefore we're going to demand money from the parents, but the parents say we hold like the Sma.
Right, their owners, anosim, whatever you call it. Their owners.
No, but the school is asking money from the parents because they put in place in the beginning of the year the infrastructure to have a school to provide that service.
Oh,
they did their job. The school is done.
Okay, 1 second. So now the question gets even a little bit more complicated. We're going to end this year soon, but the question gets even a little bit more complicated because some parents came along and made a suggestion. We don't want to take away any money from the school. We're going to pay full tuition. No, you don't want to take any money from this.
Get them a tax deduction.
What we want that our tuition should be prorated based on the amount of hours that the teachers are teaching our children. And whatever, if they're only teaching 20%, we want the other 80% to be considered a donation to the school. So we should be able to get a tax break.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, absolutely correct, says Mr. Kossoff.
Yes.
So the school said.
But the school, that's not the school decision. That's the IRS decision. So if the IRS will allow it, they'll do it.
Good.
It's not a school decision to do this.
I wish I was in the same room with all of you all night through it. Gevaldik. Listen now. The school said it only works. It only works if you disenroll your children from the school. If you take your children out of the school, disenroll them from the school, then we can consider whatever you want to consider as a tax, as a donation. You can get a tax break for a donation, but you have to disenroll your children from the school. Now comes a taina, an unbelievable taina. And the parents, I did not read this. I was only told this. There was a very big group of parents who sued 7 major universities. And in the universities, as Mr. Kossoff said before, universities through Zoom are teaching all of the hours. All of the hours. So the university said, Lahavdil, Lakewood said the same thing. University said, we will take off for room and board. We can't charge it for room and board. How can we charge room and board? Your kids are home. Lahavdil, Lakewood Yeshiva said the same thing. They immediately took up a third of tuition because of room and board. Finished. Okay. But the parents then tied it to the school. Oh, Tainach, we're getting Zoom. And you're giving all the information to our students through Zoom and the same amount of time as the lectures would take place. Oh, but the Sviva. I sent my child to Harvard to be in the Sviva of Harvard, to be able to walk the halls of Harvard, be able to see a professor in Chapashmuz, be able to sit in a class, sit in the dining room and chapashmuz with future senators and future presidents, the elite of the elite, the brains of the brains, the giants of the giants are the students there. I want my child to get the ruach. Lahavdil, Elof Alvei Avdolos. Chazal already said this. Gemara Nakis. Unbelievable. Harbe lomadati merabaisai. I learned a lot from my rebbeim. It's not an obvious. People think it's an obvious. It's in Makis. Harbe lomadati merabaisai. What's the next part of the statement, Rabbi Isai?
Umitalmidai.
The yoyse mechaveirai. Umitalmidai yoyse mikulam. Rashiva Shlita should be Zechar Fush Say Shah Yisrael used to tell Bachrim when we were in Lake, we were in Long Beach, and the Bachrim said, we don't want to leave. We want to have a shear for the Rashiva. Lakewood is don't shoot him. We want a shear for the Rashiva. He would say, no, no, no. There's a point in life we have to go to Yaisa Mechavera. Say the Takarite? There's a ruach. There's a ruach. So they said we want a reduction in tuition because we're not getting that ruach. We paid for that ruach. Look at paragraph 20 on page 8. What is this ruach? What is this ruach? Ein adam makne loy b'mecheb loy b'matone o dovesh yesh by mamish. Avol dovesh ein by mamish ein o mikne. A dovesh ein o mamish, you can't buy and sell. This became a big tumult. A big, big tumult. Because of corona. I know somebody who wanted to help his children. All the children are going, you know, children need something to do. So a parent decided he's going to put up a big swing on a tree in his property. But the swing was on his property, but the swing, the tree was close to his neighbor's property. So when the child would swing back and forth, he would go over the neighbor's property. Are you allowed to swing into the airspace of your neighbor's property? Okay. Answer is, your neighbor can stop you. He can say no. The neighbor says, you know what? I don't mind. Your child can swing into my property. Pay me. Pay me. So the halacha is, you cannot buy air rights. Air rights are dover shein by mamish. Now, nowadays, air rights can be worth millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. But the halacha is something called dover shein by mamish. Now, somebody in the Kailo by us told us that when companies, he's on the board of a lot of companies, when companies sell themselves, sometimes their assets are very small. Accounting companies. It could be they don't own the building, they only rent the building, they have no assets. What is their company? Their company are their clients. That's called, in secular terms, and it's a domesh ema mamish. You're paying for the trade, you're paying for the reputation. And those things cost money. So the Maisa, you cannot buy them with a Kenyan. But you can buy property and acquire the air rights. So even though somebody could say, I'm paying you for the Rebbe's teaching, but what about the ruach of being in the university? So the halacha is that you can't pay just for that ruach. But if you pay in order to have a teacher, in order to have a dormitory room, in order to have a meal, then you can also pay for the ruach of saying I went to Harvard. Okay. Listen. When you have a child in a school in our city and you want to disenroll your child, what does that mean? That means the child no longer belongs to a school. Even during this time of Zooming, there are some schools in the city that made a Lag BaOmer event that if you were part of the school, they watched it, they brought in singers, other schools. People were doing all different types of things and all different types of days. There's a certain ruach that you belong to the school. And it could be that even though the teacher is not teaching 100% of the time, but the school's still functioning. And that also costs money. That also costs money. To be able to say, a child can say psychologically, I'm still in school. I'm still in school. That's a very big deal. Basically, I want to say the following. After everything said and done, this is a very complicated issue. It's really a complicated issue. And my humble suggestion is, when issues are complicated, communication between the two parties is extremely, extremely important. Extremely important. So at the end of the day, what's happening? Big Shiloh. A big Shiloh. Can you cash that check on April 1st? Can you run that credit card on April 1st and on May 1st? Can you run the credit card? It's a big Shiloh. Disenroll your child, also a big Shiloh. And as Rav Vigler said, it's also not so pushing with the tax code, with the IRS, and the Gantz Tumul. Disenrolling your child, what does that mean? That again, other things as a domino effect. Everything is complicated. But the heat of the moment and when everybody in this massive is extremely taxed, pardon the pun, it's very, very, very important to be able to open lines of communication. And the halachas of pshara, which is what some sefer said, really what the Sma is saying, of 50-50, are extremely important. Extremely important. And even if you go 50-50, no one wants to make the school lose money. The parents, everybody wants the rabbeim to be paid. Everybody wants the rabbeim to have their salary. No one wants to cut the salary of the rabbeim. So I'm ending by saying that part of halacha sometimes is, and I heard from a very big poysik about this issue, the halacha demands in this situation, pshara, work it out. Try to work it out. And it's complicated, and it's hard. But that's our job, to try to work it out. Try to work it out. But I'd like to conclude by saying that I must tell you the truth. I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the depth of this sugya. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. And the fact that the Shiloh goes back hundreds of years, hundreds of years. Nothing is new. Everything is there. You just got to find it. But people have written pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of what to do. I'm just adding in this humble, again, humbly, I'm adding in this angle, which I haven't seen too many people talk about. I don't know why, about oinus. So just to wrap things up, there is a concept of oinus, and oinus rachmana patri. Does oinus rachmana patri apply to the situation of poil? Does it apply to the situation of poil? And I'm not sure. First of all, as I said from the beginning of this year, the Yazaruah and the Mordechai and the Ramah Paskin, you got to pay. You got to pay. Completely pay. Pella. The Sma says, like, ain't time to dover. What are you paying for? I'm wondering. I don't have anybody saying it explicitly. I'm wondering if this revolves around the Shiloh of Oynis Rachmana Patri. I don't know. I do know that everybody has to try. You got to try to work things out. It's hard. The situation is hard, and the matzah is hard. Okay, I'm thanking everybody. I really am thanking everybody, and I'm wishing everybody hatzlacha. I wish I could spend the whole night with you in shul and go through this entire sugya. There's so much to do. Dover Shem by Mamish, Oynis Rachmana Patri, and then the chiyuv of, I really wanted to give a shiur also on the chiyuv of the Rabbanim in a city. What is their achrayas? What is everybody else's achrayas? Listen to the Rabbanim. Okay, it's not happening. I don't know what's going to happen after Shavuos. Okay, I'd like to end by saying something else which has nothing to do with this year. I did not say this at the beginning of this year because I didn't want to make a tumult. But right now I want everybody to know that there is going to be a, if it didn't happen already, there's going to be an email sent out by one of the stores in our city, which has to close because the people in the store, working in the store, tested positive for corona. The store is called Tuf. And this just happened this afternoon. And therefore, I'm making a suggestion to people. My investigations told me that nobody went into the store of Kol Tov without a mask. If anybody went into the store of Kol Tov without a mask and was in the store for 5 minutes or more, they have a very serious shiloh as to whether or not they have to quarantine themselves. And I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But right now I'm talking 10:10 on Wednesday night, less than 24 hours to Shavuos. So I want to mention this clearly again. Please, 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 don't make any mistake about what I'm saying. They sent out an email that they are going to close. I do not know for how long, but they're definitely going to be closed tomorrow, Erev Yontif, which of course is a serious loss for them. Someone in the store spread corona to some of the workers in the store. Nothing happened maliciously, obviously. I was told that anybody who walked into Kol Tov was told to put on a mask and gloves. If by chance Someone did not put on a mask and gloves when they went into Kol Tov. And they were in the store over the last week for 5 minutes or more. My humble suggestion, they should call their doctor. And I think there's a very big shaila about quarantine. And with that, I want to conclude. I want to say this again. The limit to how many letters can be sent out and how many people read letters that are sent out. We must social distance. Anybody who feels that we are finished with corona should keep his opinion or her opinion to themselves. I am acknowledging that this is becoming extremely taxing on parents and on children. Very taxing. We have a four-page handout that we emailed out to everybody about the rules of coming back to shul. 10 people in a room, everybody has to wear a mask, everybody has to wear gloves, and no bathrooms, and no water, and no this, and no that. The Gantz rules. This is still serious. 170 people died today. This is still serious. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. The numbers in our community are down. And Rachmana Litzlan for those people who suffered the loss of someone in the family. And right now in the city, we should all be mispallel that there's a person, Mamish, who's a chayla mesukin in the hospital. And there are other people who tested positive. But I just want to say that this issue that just came up now, this afternoon, people have to take this seriously. I feel terrible that I have to answer people this afternoon that their children cannot come for Yontif. I cannot help it. Their children cannot come for Yontif from out of town. I can't help it. I want their children to come. I want my children to come. I want my children who live in town to come. My grandchildren still have not been in my house, and I've not been in their house. Forget about hugging and kissing them. And the starker we are now, the better off we will be down the line. Because the doctors are still scared of a resurgence, Chas v'Shalom happening in the fall, and the better steps we take now, the better off we'll be then. I'm not asking anybody to be the kosher police if they see people who are not social distancing. I'm asking everybody to be mechazik themselves. It's hard. Social distancing is real. It's real. Until we get a vaccine, al pi derech hateva, it's the only thing we can do for this machla. Therefore, I'm reiterating. I've not had one person in Yeshur in Baruch Hashem, not one person from dozens and dozens of phone calls who did not present to me that they are serious about this. Our model should be spread, that everybody has to understand that this is serious. I want to daven in shul as much as anybody else wants to daven in shul. I've still not said Yehi Shmei Rabbah. I've still not been in a minyan. I come out of it and said, I'm making a bracha. I'm thinking tomorrow trepidation. I got permission from my doctors, trepidation to walk into shul. As I said in the shiur last week, and I sent out an email, how a person has to walk into shul. Ani b'rev chazdecha, ova v'isecha. And then to think that tomorrow I may say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Yehi Shmei Rabbah. We should all be zeicher Rabbi Isai to understand the shiur we gave tonight is a result of corona. Our schools are closed because of corona. Our shuls are closed because of corona. Social distancing because of corona. We've been speaking about this again since before Pesach. Why? We have no answers. What? What we can learn, we spoke about. What we have to do. What we have to do, we must do social distancing. Not because of the governor, not because of the mayor, not because of the rabbanim. Because of the halacha. The halacha is we must do social distancing. We should be zeicha. We should be zeicha. We should get past this. We can. We will. It takes kreches. It takes kevura. It takes gesund. We should all be zeicha collectively to do the ratzon Hashem, to mekadesh shem shemayim barabim. We should all be zeicha to be back together as a kehila, to learn together, to daven together, to dance together, to sing together, to celebrate together. And that should happen b'mehirah b'yameinu. And with that, coming back to shul with seriousness, with an elevated matzah, with more kavanah in our davening, more kavanah in our mitzvahs, should give us the schus and the ability to be zeicha, to go back. With B'yas HaMashiach, with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mehirah b'yameinu. I'll stay on the phone, advice, if anybody wants to unmute themselves and ask anything, and then we'll try to double Meyer over the phone, anybody wants to stay. Anybody wants to unmute themselves, just press star 6.
Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shkoyach, I will thank you. Shkoyach. Okay, Rabbi. Shkoyach, shkoyach to everybody.
That year that
what?
It's the first Shavuos night share that I ever went to. I finished it.
First Shavuos night share you ever went to, yeah, okay. First Shavuos night share I ever gave, not in Shavuos. It's the first time I'm not going to be learning with somebody on Shavuos night since I don't know, I don't remember when. I don't think I ever learned without an oilam, without a base medrash. Okay. I'm sure everybody else is
the same.
Shkoyach, that was Rabbi Smei.
Good night.
Yes.
What? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Shout out to all of you. I missed.